Secrets. Does your life hold any secrets? You know, the kind of secrets that you felt if it ever got out, people would, who knew your story, it would turn away from you. If you have none, well, consider yourself blessed. But personal experience has taught me that no one lives this life unscathed. This morning's gospel is about a woman who knew that feeling all too well. She is nameless in the text, but her story is one of the most intimate, heartwarming encounters in all of Scripture, I think. She's the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well. Imagine the scene. She goes to the well at noon, the sixth hour, the hottest part of the day. And that's unusual because in that culture, women gathered water in the cool of the morning so that they could chat and socialize. But not this woman. She comes alone at the time of day when nobody else is there. Why? Because she's an outcast. She's shunned by her community. She's carrying this heavy burden of shame and a broken past. 5 failed marriages and now living with a man who is not her husband. She walks over to that ancient deep well carrying her heavy water jar, expecting to be alone. And of course, she's not. That day the well was not empty. Jesus was sitting there. John tells us that Jesus had to pass through Samaria. Geographically, he could have gone around it, but he had this appointment with a thirsty soul. He was weary and hungry and thirsty, and like any other human being. Yet, when she approached, he did not look away. He did not show disgust or discomfort. Instead, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" This simple, extraordinary question broke every social barrier, barriers of gender and race and religious dogma. A Jewish man, a rabbi, speaking to a Samaritan woman. Scandalous. Yet, in that moment, Jesus wasn't acting as a judge. He was acting to save her soul. He knew her history, her secret sins, and the pain behind all those choices. Still, he pursued her anyway. She was stunned. "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink?" Jesus replied with a promise that changes everything. If you knew the gift, if you knew the generosity of God and of who I am, you would be asking me for a drink, and I would give you new living water. She came to the well looking for H2O, temporary hydration for a physical body. She left with a fountain of life within her. She was searching for satisfaction in all the wrong places. And Jesus was offering her the only thing that could fill that cavernous void in her soul. When Jesus gently revealed that he knew about her 5 husbands, he wasn't doing it to embarrass her, but to expose the deep thirst that she was trying to hide. He was showing her that she was not too far gone. The most heartwarming part of this whole story is in that transformation. The woman who came to the well, hiding from her neighbors, walking alone in the heat of the day, she left her water jars behind and ran back to the city. She didn't run out of fear, but with joyful conviction. She told everyone, "Come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah? She came to the well as a pariah, a broken, lonely woman. She left as a witness, the very first evangelist to her people. So what does that mean for us today? It means that your history, no matter how messy, how embarrassing, or filled with bad choices, does not disqualify you from being valued and loved and given a fresh start. Just as Jesus knew the woman's complicated history but did not criticize her, the message is that you are not defined by your mistakes, that what you carry from the past is past. It is not something you are meant to carry forever. Like the Samaritan woman, you may have been seeking approval in relationships, in success, or in control. Today, Jesus invites you to leave your heavy water jars behind. Let his grace, his spirit, flow into your life, becoming a spring that wells up to eternal life. Hear once again today's message. One more time. You are seen, you are known, and you are loved. Amen.